The Bridge, Chapter 1. Fear Not. Courage is knowing what not to fear. Plato. While researching and writing The Bridge, I had to keep telling myself to fear not as I was coming across startling but accurate information concerning the topics presented in this book. Generally, how the Lord deals with me concerning these type of prophecies is that He will tell me or show me, and then I search out proof in the natural of what He said is to come. I tell you this because I believe what God has revealed is about to take place. And yet God tells us ahead of time so that we can prepare and not be anxious or live in fear. The stark reality of these words and visions still startles me. I sometimes hope these events will not come true, but all that I have confirmed in the natural about God's revelation has either happened or is about to happen. There is going to be major shifts all around the world. It is difficult not to feel anxious and fearful for what I've written in these pages, but this information is not intended to put the reader in a state of paralyzing fear. God is with us even through tough times. Know that your God, our God, will never leave us or forsake us. In Joshua chapter 1, we are commanded to be strong and courageous. Joshua chapter 1 verses 6 and 7 says this, "Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all that the law of Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go." The information contained here is meant to provide peace to the reader by presenting a comprehensive understanding of what has happened, how these patterns can determine what will happen, and by offering specific strategies about how to prepare ourselves, our families, and our spheres of influence so that we can all survive and be at peace even in times of economic turmoil. This is not a time to fear, but for faith. Faith that God will see you through every hour of every day if you trust Him. Fear of the unknown creates panic, but this book reveals that it is not common knowledge, so that those who belong to God can cast off fear, stand in faith before God, and prepare for what's coming. The Bridge seeks to build your faith in God through knowledge sharing despite increasing turmoil in the financial realm. Keep your focus on God, and you will weather the coming economic storm. The phrases, "do not be afraid" and "fear not," occur hundreds of times in the Bible. The following are a few examples. "Look, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of your fathers has spoken to you. Do not fear or be discouraged." Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 21. "For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying, fear not, I will help you." Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love." 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Our Heavenly Father wants us to understand that He is more than capable of taking care of all of our needs, including our financial security. Whatever we face, we are to trust Him and fear not. As the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob encouraged His beloved, called, chosen, and covenanted patriarchs, He continues to encourage and remind His chosen covenant people today. "For we are Abraham's seed, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. If you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Do not be afraid of what you see happening in the world. Trust in God. He will provide for you. "I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8. The children of Israel had been physically enslaved for so long that it took a whole generation to get them completely delivered from mental bondage. That must not happen to those who belong to God today. The transition process from the old economic system to the new may take a period of several years, but during that time, wealth will be transferred from the world to God's chosen people, specifically for the rebuilding of America and for the establishment of God's kingdom on the earth. Believers are called to impart God's manifold wisdom into the earth. Strategies within this book provide one approach among many options. Yet, the bridge does provide specific action steps that God's children can take. The coming economic storm has been allowed by God and it will run its course. The body of Christ needs to prepare for it. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 32, Joseph told Egypt's Pharaoh, "Why was the dream doubled for Pharaoh? Because the thing is established by God and God will shortly bring it to pass." The bridge is not meant to instill fear in order to sell books or currency kits or anything else. We refuse to cater to or prey on people's fears regarding economic uncertainty. Neither is this a get-rich-quick scheme. Rather, it is a means of preparation for those chosen and called by God to undertake the strategies herein. You, children, are from God and have overcome the false prophets, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world's viewpoint, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God doesn't listen to us. This is how we distinguish the spirit of truth from the spirit of error. Also, we have come to know and trust the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who remain in this love remain united with God, and God remains united with them. This is how love has been brought to maturity with us. As the Messiah is, so are we in the world. This gives us confidence for the day of judgment. There is no fear in love. On the contrary, love that has achieved its goal gets rid of fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The person who keeps fearing has not been brought to maturity in regard to love. We ourselves love now because he loved us first. 1 John chapter 4, verses 4 through 6 and 16 through 19. This book's purpose is to equip God's holy, called, and chosen people for what God is about to do and allow in the earth.